6 foot.
Right, and the stuff you have to clean out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
Okay, and you're sitting in a...
chair.
And the color of this paper is...
white.
And this piece of furniture like this, what would you call it?
A couch.
Now, are there any other pieces of furniture similar to this that might have different names?
Yeah, there's some people call them Devonports. Like some of them make beds and some people call them day beds.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually call that the couch.
Uh-huh. Now, did you ever hear it called a sofa?
Yeah.
Would that be about the same thing?
I think so, because usually when you see it advertised in the paper, that's all they call it, is a sofa.
Okay. Now, what kind of furniture did you have in the bedroom?
A bed, a dresser, a chest of drawers, and, that's about it.
What's the difference between the dresser and the chest of drawers?
Well, one had the mirror on it, and that made the big difference, and the other one was just drawers that you put your clothes in.
The dresser had the mirror on it.
Right.
Okay. Now, did you ever have a piece of furniture in the bedroom that was, where'd you hang the clothes?
In the closet.
Now that had a door on it.
Yes.
Built into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something like that, have you ever seen those
in things? In a chaperone.
Yeah.
I've seen them, but we never had one. The closet in our bedroom was pretty big.
Uh-huh. And you called the other a?
Chaperone.
Right. Now so all of these things are different pieces of
furniture.
And they, the things you pull down over the windows.
Shades.
And was there any living space up above this, was the roof just flat on there, or was there could you get up above that?
In the attic?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it wasn't flat. It went up in a point like
mm-hmm.
this, but we never, as bad as we are, we never did make it up there.
What was the kitchen like? Could you kind of describe that for me?
At first we had an ice box, you know, and then a kitchen cabinet and the stove. And the table and 5 chairs. We only had 5 chairs. We never had 6. I never knew why, but we
mm-hmm.
had 5. And the sink, you know.
Uh-huh. Where did your mother keep her things like? Did she have it? Was there anything like a room?
A pantry?
Yeah.
No.
All right, and. The place, did you have any other room that was where you'd keep old worthless furniture and things that you had?
Oh, we had a garage up in the back, but it wasn't connected to the house or anything.
What would you call that old worthless furniture?
Antiques.
Okay. Or stuff that were antiques?
This, anytime anybody buy or give away something or sell something,
uh-huh.
say it's old junk.
Yeah.
I don't want it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But then somebody else come right along looking and say, well, I'll buy this, and when you see it again, it's an antique.
I see. Right. That's good. Around the house, wife might get up every morning and go around and...
dust.
Clean. Would you use something like, in other words, with up in it maybe, the house, she...
cleaned up.
Yeah, that would be fine. Mm-hmm. And now they use vacuum cleaners a lot, but before they used to use a
sweeper.
Just a
broom.
Sure, that's
yeah.
Now, if something were dropped back here, I'd say, where is this? And you'd say it's...
behind the couch.
Okay. And on Mondays, women traditionally did their...
washing.
And on Tuesdays...
ironing.
And together it was called the...